Well, parliamentary question replies I've received have shown that in the last year alone, the amount of taxes paid between VAT, VRT and motor tax by motorists has increased by 10%. But unfortunately, we are not seeing that fed through by the government into expenditure and investment in a road network. And that means that in our own county, there is a number of key projects which there's not progress on. For example, we have the Bunnygee Link in Letterkenny, the Letterkenny-Lifford Link, and also the Ballybuffet-Stranorlar Bypass. Projects all waiting on funding to progress, but simply not getting it at the moment. Also, we have an issue in terms of an underinvestment in maintaining our local roads, where many are waiting on key funding. I'd note, for example, the Aheli Road in Buncrana, which has been waiting on funding for a number of years now. And another key element of this lack of investment is seen in the failure by the government to reinstate the local improvement scheme grants for small minor roads serving numbers of houses which are on private roads but which required and depended on this grant funding over the years to be able to have them maintained. What we need to see is that increased income the government are getting from motorists actually invested in the roads that they use, and particularly in our own county we need to see progress on key infrastructure structural projects which are very important to the development of our county.
And this, of course, combined with the rising cost in motor insurance, and we see that a problem for every driver, but particularly young drivers here in the county are finding it very hard to even get insured in the first place. There are a range of issues there.
Motor insurance has been crippling for motorists over the last couple of years in particular, and many people have seen their premiums double and triple in some cases. It's not acceptable. It's the government really let it get out of hand, and there was a committee which reported just a couple of months ago with a number of key recommendations aimed at tackling this, and unfortunately it took too long to set that up, but now that the recommendations are there, it's crucial that we actually see action in those and implementation of them, because for many motorists, many are they're wondering whether they're going to be able to keep on the road or not, and we need to see the trend reversed and affordability brought back. And key to that is ensuring some of the measures which would bring about more transparency and bring about measures which would seek to reduce premiums through having to reduce and bring some moderation to compensation payments, that there is action in that, because for many people the cost of their motor insurance on top of other expenses has made day-to-day living very expensive and put many people in a position where they simply haven't been able to actually afford a car.